soil armor, minimizing the soil disturbance, keeping plant diversity, keeping a continual live plant or at least a live root, and livestock integration. And when you're thinking about soil erosion, of course, the first thing you think about is minimizing the soil disturbance, because that makes it easier, the disturbance makes it easier for wind and water to transport the soil. So we really hope people are starting to think more and more about switching to minimum or no-till.